This is a poem I like. It is called Slave Ships. And I like to explain that I was reading something about slave ships. These are the ships, notice what I'm not saying. These are the ships that went to the African continent and brought back free people to this shore where they were enslaved. I am not saying it went to the African continent and brought back slaves. There's a difference. Went to the African continent, brought back people who were free, who had been free, and brought them here where they were enslaved. Certainly not here, but other places. The names of these ships were basic, because I think things should be called what they are, you know? Like Amistad. Do you know what Amistad means? Friendship. You know? Believe that? Now, why shouldn't it be called, like, your children are in danger, you know? Everybody locked their windows. Three of the ships about which I was reading, one was called Jesus, one was called Angel, and one was called Grace of God. And of course, many of these ships were piloted by ministers. The man who wrote Amazing Grace was the captain of a slave ship. And that's why I think he probably knew a lot about grace and was certainly hoping for it. Slave ships. Loaded like spoons into the belly of Jesus, where we lay for weeks, for months in the sweat and stink of our own breathing. Jesus, why do you not protect us? Chained to the heart of the angel, where the prayers we never tell are hot and red as our bloody ankles. Jesus, angel, can these be men who vomit us out from ships called Jesus, angel, grace of God, onto a heathen country? Jesus, angel, ever again can this tongue speak? Can these bones walk? Grace of God, can this sin live?